So the question that was asked, and whether there was free informed consent of intersex persons, the draft bill is still being drafted. The administration in Luxembourg was strongly struck by the pandemic, sure, and that had an impact on the progress rate for the work. And it is a very complicated matter, and the working group is doing its best to establish a legislative framework that is based on human rights and one that will guarantee the right to self-determination of the minor. Questions on extraterritoriality are also very important for a small country, as the Grand Duchy is, and the goal is to have an efficient protection framework. We agree entirely that the prohibition of such procedures is essential to remedy the suffering of intersex persons. All the while, Luxembourg is also working on other actions stipulated in the Action Plan for the Rights of Intersex Persons. We support national NGOs to further educate professionals and further raise awareness among the public at large. It is noteworthy that these actions go hand in hand with a legislative framework so as to have the necessary conditions for their implementation. The inclusion of the third group to the civil status is not the subject of this procedure, but the two draft bills can be complementary, trying to address intersexuality as a whole and to better protect the rights of intersex persons. Thank you. Thank you. The next question from Mr. So on the right.